touchdown, Kansas City!
It's time for the Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Live with play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. It's brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers. Visit Ford at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
It is time. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to welcome you to our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers. Remember, Ford, drive one. Here's what we're going to drive tonight. A four-game winning streak, the first time... The first time in National Football League history that a team has started 0-3 and is in first place after 8 weeks in that same season. You're Kansas City Chiefs. We are here tonight at the historic Drum Room in the Hotel President near the Power and Light on Baltimore Street, one of the more historic locations throughout the entire Chiefs Kingdom. And we've got a great crew on hand tonight, including our official Chiefs Kingdom scientist. Byron's here tonight. Danny Israel, executive producer of the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Al, the photographer's here. Kent, the cake baker's here. Susie Bling Bling, Taj Mahal tailgaters. The Lake Lotawana Lake Rats are here. They are here with the Big Daddy Lake Rat, Princess Lake Rat. The Red Hots are here. Yeah, that's right, representing. Weird Wolf is here along with the Geeks. Autograph, Geek Care, Betsy the Brain. Arrow Man is here. Yellow Fro Man is here. The Artist and Kingdom Cruisers are here. The Red Coders are here tonight in full. The Metcalf Bank Geeks are here. Barry's Kool-Aid is here. And also here, Nate Wetmore of our Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network staff. Heck yeah, heck yeah, heck yeah. Looked like it was going to be a problem, and Phillip Rivers fumbles the ball. Yes. And one of our Halloween costumes tonight is Phillip Rivers searching for his ball. Ball. Andy Studebaker's got it, I believe, yes. Then bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. Chiefs win in overtime on the suck-up field goal. It's time to get rowdy and get red and get real. This is our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show. Time for our St. Luke's Injury Report, brought to you by St. Luke's Health System. So outstanding, of course, in helping throughout the entire Chiefs Kingdom. As really yesterday, John McGraw had a shoulder injury. We'll see how that, you know, transpires throughout the week. This is a tough week. We'll talk about it in trying tonight. We flip it. Because on this Tuesday night, we celebrate the Monday night victory, but we also look ahead to take care of business with the Miami Dolphins coming to town this week. Our special guest tonight, first, we're waiting on head coach Todd Haley, but a guy who does bring the hardware to the game, number 59, Javon Belcher, is with us tonight. And, of course, Javon, you know how this works, and everybody's got one now. Everybody's got one, because yesterday, to win that game in overtime when it looked like the game was going to slip away, the Chiefs were able to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. And our hammer brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware. And we've got a lot of Westlake Ace Hardware foam hammers here tonight. Hey, go to Westlake Ace Hardware. There's 22 metro locations, also located throughout the Chiefs Kingdom. And when you give a small donation for your foam hammer, it goes to help Joplin Schools. So All right, our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom Show, again brought to you by your Midwest Ford Dealers, Ford Drive One, and thanks to St. Luke's for our injury report. St. Luke's Health System, the region's quality leader. Also, of course, the Chiefs Kingdom phenomenon is the Book of Sealed Signatures. Which will be open when the Chiefs win a postseason game found in the ruins of Jerusalem. When we come back, we'll talk more with linebacker Javon Belcher. When we come back to the Drum Room at the Hotel President, next on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Gafford will snap it. Colquitt looks, waiting for the sign from Suckup. He's ready. Placement is down. Suckup's kick. It is up. It's good! It's good! Kansas City with some Arrowhead magic on Monday Night Football on Halloween!
We are back and we are live at the historic Drum Room at the Hotel President in downtown Kansas City, celebrating the Chiefs being in first place after an unforgettable Monday night victory over the Chargers. Now, the hostess back here is going to have to get way more fired up. She's way too docile. That is your job to get her fired up, all right? You right back there in the back. That's right. Okay. Listen, last night, that crowd was one of the best I have ever, ever seen at Arrowhead Stadium. Buckeye Paul, the photographer, waving his towel. Buckeye Paul here tonight, one of the official photographers, along with Al, the photographer, but waving the towels. And where I sat, I'm doing a special internet feature on it this week, where I sat 13 stories above the field. I sat all high above you. But to see all those towels going all night long was an incredible sight. So take a bow, Chiefs fans. You got it right there. So let me make another introduction once again. Linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs, please welcome once again Javon Belcher. Yeah! And Belch, what a night. What was it like for you guys to play in that environment last night?
Honestly, it felt good. I say our fans were so loud last night, we couldn't even hear each other on defense.
That is crazy. And it started right away. I mean, a false start penalty on first down.
They started early with us, and they stayed all night with us, you know.
It was all night long, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of surge does that give you guys?
It helps us out so much going into next week, you know. We've always been underdogs going into every game, so... I mean, and in fact, we're at home again. So, you know, we look forward to a great crowd.
And that'll be the challenge. That's going to be tonight's Chiefs Kingdom Challenge, brought to you by Metcalf Bank over the Metcalf Bank Inc., home of Chiefs checking. But you guys now are starting to come together as a defense. Listen, this franchise has a great tradition of defense.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, after it's went away for a while, it's back. What about you guys playing together front to back and as a unit?
I mean, we started off a little rough, you know. We had some injuries, but some key guys stepped up. And like you said, the chemistry, we built some great chemistry, you know, throughout the team at that. You know, we hang out a lot, and it's a lot more trust in the locker room, you know. And I'd say it carries over to offense and special teams too. And it just allows us just to play better on the field.
When did this start happening, this chemistry thing? Because it's very apparent that it's there. But kind of walk us through where it started and how it developed and where it's at now.
I'd say it starts the first day of camp. You know, you're out there, you're sweating with your brothers and your buddies, and, you know, you can't just give up and fail them because they're counting on you, you know. And then it just carries on.
But, Belcher, some would say, wait a minute, an 89-10 start – would say that was a little rocky. So what about that period coming out of the training camp where everybody's kind of, you know, grinding their teeth a little bit with four preseason losses? But how did the chemistry grow when you're getting beat like that?
We had a bit of a rough patch. That was rough. But Todd got us together. We wrote our goals down, and we stuck to it. You know, tunnel vision. We didn't let anybody else or anything else get to us, and we knew what we wanted to do, and we're running towards it.
Well, that's apparent. And listen, that's hard to do. I think everybody, that's maybe the underappreciated part of this team, is that you guys stayed together during rough times. And that's not easy to do when everybody's talking and tweeting and everything else about it. By the way, I'm just so you feel make you feel better, you know, I brought the Todd Haley beard, which isn't nearly as good as your beard, by the way, which you've always had that. So
I like that though.
You like this?
That.
You like this? Yeah. I don't dye mine like Todd dyes his. So.
Put some some of those Jack Sparrow beads in there, man.
Yeah, that's it. You know that, or I might put some extensions in here.
Doesn't look too bad.
You know, make it look good. Yeah, some people come up. And so, anyway, don't confuse me for him. Anyway,
there he is.
What's up, man? The head coach has just walked in. But honestly, one of the exciting things is to see how this thing has come together. I want to ask you about the guys up front, because I actually saw it in the first San Diego game when I watched the tape with Tyson Jackson and Kelly Gregg and Glenn Dorsey, those guys, whether it's Wallace in there or maybe Bailey. But the job that they do up front and how much that allows you and DJ and the other linebackers to do your thing.
Oh, they free us up so much. I love those guys. I tell them all the time, you know, because when they're having a great game, we're having a great game, you know. And I mean, they take on double teams. They free us up. They allow us to play and make plays. So I mean, no one really appreciates them sometimes, but we do, and we let them know we love them.
We'll give a big cheer to that defensive front because that's where it starts. You're asking for forgiveness too, I think. That's what. But I got to ask you about Derek. Now, you guys sit there shoulder to shoulder. He has 14 tackles again yesterday. And, I mean, I just got to ask you about this guy and the level he's playing at and you guys working in concert.
He's playing at a high level. You know, he's a great player. On the field, you know, we communicate real well. And he's just always on. He's fast. He reacts fast, you know. And you can't beat that, you know.
And I know you got your guys. You got Gilberry there in the locker room, and you've got Dorsey. So you guys are always kind of talking, chatting. I mean, I said it's Monopoly board in there. I don't know. You guys are maybe like St. James, Illinois, or over in there. But what about those guys and hanging out with them and getting along with those guys?
There's some cool guys. You got some different personalities, I'd say, in the locker room. You know, so you bring all that together, and I tell you what, it's some fun moments in there. You know. Some real fun moments.
And it's been exciting to see, too, what some things you've got going on off the field. Because now you've been in this league for 3 years. You kind of get the big picture. What about getting involved in the community and what you've done specifically for some schools?
I think it's real important. I did something out in Green Valley with some kids. All about staying healthy, you know, being active while you're younger, getting off the video games for a little bit, you know. And just get your homework done because school actually does pay off. It's very important.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about your story. And coming up, the bearded one, yes. When we come back, we're going to talk about Javon's trip and how he got to the National Football League. It is an interesting story. And just minutes away, yes, fear the beard. Fear the beard. Because Todd Haley's coming up. But let's take this break. After this, on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. McMichael in motion left to right. Single back is Matthews. Rivers to throw on first down. Sets up, hit as he throws, intercepted over the middle. Picked up by Kendrick Lewis with that bad ankle. He's at the 25, and down he goes. 10th interception thrown this year by Phillip Rivers. Now we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at the Drum Room. I'm having beard problems. All right, back here at the Drum Room at the Hotel President as the Midwest Ford dealers bring us our Chiefs Kingdom show, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Ford, Drive One, Javon Belcher, our special guest tonight. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from head coach Todd Haley.
Yeah!
But, man, again, the crowd yesterday was fabulous last night, all throughout the game. And Belch, bring the hardware, because this week, got to do it again. Here come the Miami Dolphins. Here comes Reggie Bush. Here comes former K-Stater Daniel Thomas. But it's going to be time to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. Brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware. A lot of our fans tonight have brought their foam hammers. Pick yours up at Westlake Ace Hardware. A small donation will help rebuild Joplin and help the Joplin schools. And Westlake Ace Hardware, the home of Craftsman Tools now. So you get to all kinds of stuff when you go there. But, okay, Belch, first of all, before I get into your background, now a big theme of this night is going to be flipping it to the Miami Dolphins. As awesome as last night was, I'm driving home early this morning, as you were, and I'm thinking it's already Tuesday of Dolphin Week. Now, you've been in this league 3 years. What about switching it and getting ready for Miami?
It's all about momentum, you know. Going into this week, we got a short week, so we got to get in. We got to watch film together, get rolling on a couple things, and go fishing.
Go fishing. There come the fish. Hope you all have your fishing licenses, by the way. I know Kent the Cake Baker does. X-Factor's here tonight. I didn't mention him earlier. Sorry, X-Factor. Physically, and walking through that locker room, there was so much energy in there, but I could tell guys were spent. You guys left nothing on the field last night, physically, mentally, emotionally. So the question is, in the NFL with a short week, how do you reboot the computer in all of those areas to make sure you play with the same intensity Sunday against Miami?
Todd will have us ready to play come Sunday, yeah. You know. He'll have us ready. He'll take care of us. We're going to go out there. We're going to get our work in. You know, you got to get out there. You got to practice, run around. And like I said, he'll have us ready to play come Sunday.
And listen, the crowd's a big part of it, too. I'm going to do a couple pieces on KCChiefs.com where the crowd has to deal with the same thing you guys are dealing with, because they spent everything in that game from start to finish. You already mentioned it.
Yeah.
But they got to come back Sunday just like they were Monday night for you guys, right?
Hey, and you know what? We look forward to seeing them too. That's our 12th man out there, you know, on defense. We love it. We absolutely love it. You know, it's nothing like it. Kansas City has some of the greatest fans.
And they showed, you all showed the nation last night how it works. And that stadium is the most intimidating in the league when it is like that. It was fabulous last night. Now, okay, so you grew up in Long Island.
Yes.
Right? And I looked at your high school career. You played nose guard, fullback, offensive line.
Yeah.
Walk us through this career, because you've done everything.
I started out in the trenches, you know. I had to learn how it felt to play down there to appreciate them.
Offensive? I mean, you played offensive line.
Offensive, defensive. Yeah, that's where it goes down at, you know. Really get a chance to stick your nose in there. But I played some power back, you know. I was always a hitter, you know.
You seem way too bright to be an offensive lineman, though.
It was more of a sacrifice, you know. We had some players go down, and I didn't mind moving, so.
What'd you play? Tackle, guard, center? What'd you play?
Some little bit of tight end, some fullback. But I played tackle.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So you got to carry the ball too?
Yeah.
Now, you're out on Long Island, so you end up going to Maine. Maine, home of the Black Bears. How'd you get from West Babylon, New York, to Maine?
Coming out, I was a huge wrestler coming out, but my focus shifted to football, and they offered me the full scholarship, and I just took it from there and ran.
Where else were you thinking about going?
A couple of small schools. I was a little under radar guy, so you know, I didn't really mind. Like I said, Maine called me up, offered me a full scholarship, and I took that and ran with it.
And what's it like playing football in Maine?
Very cold. Very, very cold. Our head coach out there used to always tell us, you got to be November tough. Because when that cold weather, the snow, it comes around, oh boy, you'll feel it.
And you felt it?
Yes.
When you're north of Canada, I mean, for Pete's sake. But you got to understand, in FCS football, which used to be 1AA, Maine is a great program, and you played in an awesome league.
Yeah.
I mean, how many NFL guys did you play against?
A lot, actually.
Villanova's in your league? I mean, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's a great league.
Hofstra, they used to have Marcus Colston, JMU. It's a lot of them, a lot.
Well, it's a very underrated league, and it'll get a lot of pros, and pros have come out of Maine. You're not the only black bear to make it to the show, right?
Yeah, we got a lot more. Montel Owens.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
A lot more.
Well, it's just been a growing situation, I know, for you in Kansas City. When did you think, okay, breakthrough, I'm going to go from being a guy that's undrafted and I got to try to make the team to being a starting linebacker next to Derek Johnson, Tom Bahali, in this defense? When did it really break through for you, in your opinion?
I'd say when it broke through.
Like, when did it, you thinking, okay, instead of just surviving in this league, I can make it in this league as a starter. What was the key point that you look back in your career when this kind of took off for you?
I'd say between last year and this year, when you're really out there with them, when it's nut-cracking time, you know. Everything's on the line. You got to give it all you got. And it, like I said, when you're out there, it's different. You know, you don't hear, you don't see everything going around. You just hear your buddy next to you, and you depend on them. And you know they depend on you. So I'd say it's a couple games where I really felt that, you know, it was time to step up.
Final question. Last night, they kept getting inside the, I mean, to your 34, to your 30, to your 16, to your 18. You got some turnovers. You allowed just field goals and not touchdowns. The kind of bend don't break. I know that's a little bit of a cliche. But what about your defense when they got down there, the fact that you just kept them out for the most part except for the one touchdown and two-point conversion?
I think we stepped up when we needed to yesterday. We let up some big plays we weren't proud of. But when we needed to step up, we stepped up. We faced adversity, and we played how we knew we could play.
And how did Studebaker come out with the football at the bottom of the pile? Well, Philip Rivers, where's Weird Wolf? Weird Wolf. Willeruff tonight.
We got to get that.
He's draft is Philip Rivers. He's looking for his balla. Ball. Andy Studebaker has his ball.
Oh, man.
How did Studebaker get the ball?
When you're in one of those piles, just kicking, scratching, everything goes on at the bottom of a pile, you know. So, hey, I was just happy to see him with the ball.
Did you see it? I mean, you're in there. Are you guys looking for it? What's going on in there?
I jumped in there with Glenn Dorsey, and we were fighting around with 2-3 offensive linemen, scrapping with him. And I actually heard the ref say, it's Red's ball.
You heard him say that. Wow.
It's Red's ball.
You know what? That's just too cool. On three, we're all going to say it's Red's ball, right? Hey, wait a minute, Weird Wolf. Where's Philip Rivers' ball? On three. One, two, three. It's Red's ball. That is music to my ears. Belch, we're going to bring Coach up here in a little bit. Thanks for coming out tonight. One more time. The Dolphins are coming to town. It's time to put the hammer down. Brought to you by Westlake Ace Hardware. Pick up your foam hammer. Help out the Joplin schools at Westlake Ace Hardware. Belch, thanks for coming out.
No problem.
That's the Maine Black Bear, ladies and gentlemen, Javon Belcher. When we come back, we'll bring in the bearded one, the coach that looks like Forrest Gump, but he's got a four-game winning streak. We'll be back after this on the Chief Fox Football Radio Network.
Rivers up. And he fumbles the snap. He fumbles the snap. There is a pileup at the 16-yard line. A fumbled Senator quarterback exchange about the only hope Kansas City has. Kansas City's got the football. Studebaker's got the ball. Kansas City recovers a Senator quarterback muff by Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, heck yeah. Back here at the Hotel President, the Drum Room. And we will never forget that play in front of an inferno of Arrowhead Stadium. Everybody like the beard? I just started growing this afternoon. Yeah. Hey, happy Father's Day, everybody.
Why is it not the color of fire?
Because, I don't know. It's Thor. It's Odin, the fire. You brought your Buccaneer with you, I see. Yeah, but hey, we're only 3-0 in this quarter. So, anyway. So, fear the beard. That's what K-State fans said last year. Uh-oh. Oh. Your teacher taught you how to do that.
You're very creative, Mitch, so you could come up with something original.
Mine looks a little better than yours. I don't know. Forrest. But you're trimming it. You're trimming it, aren't you?
It's just getting tighter.
Oh, it's just tight now? Okay.
Instead of getting long, it just tightens
it just
up.
It just tightens up when it gets long. Okay. So, anyhow, what a win yesterday. You have been in this league since your birth. Your daddy was in this league his whole career. To win a game like that, how you won it, the whole scenario, what does it mean for you, your staff, your guys to win a game like that?
You know, I think it's a win that could take us a long way as a team, even beyond this year. I think you have one of those wins, like you said, the scenario, coming off Oakland on the road, how the season started, division rival at home, Monday Night Football, the fans were off the charts, truly off the charts. But you have to keep it in perspective and we have to understand that this is a short week now and we're playing a team that's a lot better than its record. And, in order to make, last night stand up, we got to continue to improve as a team and continue to play winning football. And, and like I said, we'll look back on it down the road and I got a feeling it'll be a bigger win than it is right now.
Well, it's unforgettable. We will not forget that one. And let's re-rack it. Drake's here tonight, Jason Justice. Let's re-rack that. It's our Time Warner Cable Turning Point Play of the Game. There's actually two. Because I'm up there thinking, all right, we're out of timeouts. We've got to block this field goal. That's going to be the only hope. And then when you least expect it, a little Arrowhead magic goes onto the field. Drake hit it. Rivers off.
And he fumbles the snap. He fumbles the snap. There is a pileup at the 16-yard line. A fumbled Senator quarterback exchange about the only hope Kansas City has. Kansas City's got the football. Studebaker's got the ball. Kansas City recovers a Senator quarterback muff by Phillip Rivers.
And remember what Belch said. The ref said it's Red's ball. Now, on the sideline, you're watching this. What's going through your mind, body, and soul at that point?
Well, I thought we had a chance, and I don't think anybody out there, on our side gave up hope. And I think that as you watch this great league through the years, you hear people say that, good teams just find a way to win and will their way to victory. And you say, well, what's that mean? Well, I think that was great evidence of it last night.
And only Todd can use will as a verb, a noun, an adverb, an adjective. And Chrissy, okay. Did she come up with that, by the way?
Joint.
She is the Buccaneer, in fact. That's her nickname. That's a whole long story. Okay, well, let's get the sequence now, because offensively, there were six series, 4 3 and outs, and a pick. and yet the defense is hanging on. They're getting field goals or you're getting turnovers. But let's take you to the second part of the Time Warner Cable Turning Point play of the game, because you're able to rip off some double-digit plays in overtime, but this one was the biggest.
San Diego's blitzing. Quick read. Crossing pattern. Bruston at the 35-yard line. Up to the 30. That's a first down for Kansas City. A crossing pattern to Steve Bruston against the blitz. A 17-yard gain on 3rd and 13.
3rd and 13. Now what are you thinking? What's going through your mind, body, and soul? And then what about the execution on that play?
Well, I was thinking up a fake punt.
Please, not the Denver fake punt of 09. Okay.
I think that that sequence from the end of regulation, just the way that everything went, you know, Andy going into that pile, you know, I watched live. I'm right at the line of scrimmage and saw Rivers with it, saw him, you know, just take it off him, you know, in the scrum. And then getting the three and out in overtime. And then going from your own 15, getting 70 yards to put yourself into a position to win it. We always as coaches talk about, what we're striving for to be able to do it when it counts the most. And up to this point in the season, I mean, that's when it counted the most. You know, when our guys stepped up and made plays to win the game. And that's a real good sign. They it's a good group.
But the evolution of that, I mean, you just don't add instant oatmeal and that happens. What has transpired to move these guys along? I mean, Belch was kind of talking about it, but what's happened week to week, almost day to day, to keep these guys on course when you're 0-3 and now to keep you on track at this point?
I think first and foremost, it is a great group of guys, and that's been built here. Like I said, guys that have carried over that were here before, a bunch of us got here, that are the kind of guys you want to build your team around. And then the guys that have come in since then, the Belchers and and all these guys that we're talking about that have since come in and they're good guys, good people, good football players that care when this all is said and done, the best team is the key word, generally wins. And, you know, these and some of the things that our guys have been able to do to this point show that we're becoming a good team and a team that believes. And, you know, it's a long season. We're just now moving into October. I'm most happy without moving on too fast, but we got to move on fast for these players because they put in so much and give everything they have all week in the training camp, practice week. They deserve to have some moments like that, and I want to make sure these moments keep getting bigger and bigger. But that was a great game.
Hey. It's 3-0 in the quarter, everybody. 3-0 in the quarter. But I have to ask you about Jonathan Baldwin. And you always think you got to think outside the box. It's always telling everybody. Well, you were thinking outside the box with Baldwin because you'd said, hey, we're not necessarily going to put him outside when he comes back. You got him in a two-point stance. So you like
Can't
this, don't
look
you?
At you.
You made me touch yours.
Now,
touch
you talk things. About getting weird. No, yeah, that's really getting weird. Your bangs.
Thinking, yeah, that's a...
Did you trim them yourself?
I did, right after the TV show. I've grown this since the TV show. It's pretty impressive, isn't it? but where was that? Oh, yeah, Baldwin. Baldwin, two-point stance in a tight end type position. But then this 39-yard post pattern for the touchdown. What about how being creative with Baldwin and what he's doing, and how about the 39-yard post?
Well, it couldn't have drawn up better or come close to the drawing more than that play. I mean, it was just, in coach's terms, a thing of beauty. But it really was. I mean, it was perfectly executed by everybody involved. Protection, that's a long developing pass play that takes everybody up front, tight ends and backs included. And, It takes a quarterback to make the play, make the throw, make the correct read, and it takes the receivers to, you know, even what will get washed over is that, you know, Baldwin scored the touchdown, but Dwayne Bowe might have run one of his best routes I've seen him run to date, and he was by him running the perfect route, forced the safety to come out of the middle of the field, which then opened up Baldwin. It just really was a well-executed play, and, you know, and the rookie finished it, which was a good sign also.
And I love it when you bring up stuff that people don't see normally that leads to, like, Bo running that route.
Nobody's you really are listening to me tonight.
I am listening. You notice I'm locked in? And you like my bangs, don't you? So, before we go to break, because now we're going to flip it. This is when this is one more question on this game last night, and then you all got to start thinking fish, right?
Yeah.
That's part of the show.
Yeah.
Your kickers do it again. Colquitt, hang time, distance. Where you want to put it? They had the 131-yard return. I know that was a little ouchy, but Suckup now is hitting it out of the park every time on kickoffs and nailed it anytime you wanted him to nail it last night.
Yeah, I felt like both guys were just terrific, big difference makers. I told them both after the game they were truly difference makers in that game. And... you know, they're one of the few positions that when they're doing their job, all eyes are on only them. And, you know, and they've stood right up to it and performed when it counted most. And last night was a great example of it. And, you know, again, I like our whole team. And I don't know if, you know, if all broken down, we can compete with all these fantasy football stars we hear about. But I know together... you know, when they stick together and play together like they did last night, they'll be able to accomplish great things.
When we come back, it's time to flip it and get ready for the Miami Dolphins. We'll be back to finish the show with the bearded one, Todd Haley, after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
First down play, fake handoff. Castle setting his feet, wants to gun it long. He's throwing for the end zone, and he's throwing for Baldwin, who makes the catch! Touchdown, Kansas City! A 39-yard deep post pattern. And for Jonathan Baldwin, it's his first National Football League touchdown.
Just talking about that route off the air, we're at the famous Hotel President, the Drum Room, on our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom show. Remember, visit Ford, your Midwest Ford Dealers, Ford Drive 1. Also, thanks to Kerry Limousine for providing our transportation for our special guest and our players' appearance here on the Kingdom Show. All right, got to flip it. Just a couple minutes left in the show, but you have a gigantic challenge. How big is this for you and your coaches in how you get this team now? Because you guys spent it all last night. There wasn't anything left on that field. How do you get it back?
Well, it is. It's a great challenge. You know, and you see teams fail at that challenge a bunch, and coaches, you know, because it is a difficult challenge. And, you know, I can cite example after example, even just from this year and pro football and college football, you know, that are great reminders of that we need to make sure our mind and focus goes forward on to Miami, because it's a good team with skill across the board. I really believe they're well coached. They've, you know, the record, it doesn't reflect it, but, you know, it's hard to win in the NFL. We know that, you know, but this is a good team. They went on the road against the Giants, and who also appears to be a real good team, and gave them everything they could handle, and really had a win 2 weeks before that against Denver that they couldn't quite finish. And, you know, they're going to bring everything they got. And like you said earlier, we're going to need, you know, all of our Chiefs fans to re-up it. And our players are, you know, all of us have to, you know, really push forward, which is already going on. But the players will be in tomorrow, and, you know, it will be all Miami Dolphins.
Only a minute left. And by the way, next week we'll be at Jazz near the KU Med Center at 39th Street. Steve Breston will be our guest. Love that kid. Nice pickup. Real quick, in about 45 seconds, you were with Sperano in Dallas, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir.
So with Tony, and Tony's a good coach.
Yes, sir.
Sir, thank you, sir. Yeah. You like this? Touch it. Touch it.
Yeah, Tony and I were together, and like I said, I know we'll be getting their best.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Haley, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Thanks to
Thank
him
you,
and
everybody.
Chrissy the Buccaneer here tonight. The scientist also here. Next week, 39th Street Jazz near the KU Med Center, and Steve Breston will be our guest. Thanks for joining us. Re-up, reboot the computer. Get ready right now for the Fish on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Touchdown, Kansas City!
You've been listening to Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Ford, drive one. Visit them at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. We'll be right back.